and welcome to the Wasting Time Podcast.
Welcome to Happy Boys talking about Baby Boy.
Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey Dan. It's been a while.
Has it?
It's about a week.
Has
it's a while for us. We usually see each other every other day to see shitty movies.
Oh, yeah, I hate it. Yeah, it's all awful.
Yeah, but we're going against the grain today because we saw a movie that was probably the best movie of the year.
Yeah. I expected it to be.
Yeah, same. We saw the trailer. Well, I saw the trailer first time when we went to go see some piece of shit in the cinema. I was like, Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx, it just looks like a heist movie. And it's like directed by Edgar Wright. I'm like, fucking sold.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's probably the best Edgar Wright movie.
I can't say for certain. I need to like rewatch some stuff before
say up until this point, Hot Fuzz is probably the best Edgar Wright movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to rewatch that now just to see whether or not I like it more. But I feel like I don't want to talk about anything about Baby Driver because if you've not seen the trailers, don't. Because I watched the trailer last night and I didn't even realize it was made by Sony. And Sony are awful. Like, generally, they do not make good movies. And if they didn't have Edgar Wright, then this probably would have been a piece of shit. Edgar Wright's been working on this movie for like 10 years.
All right.
Yeah. So I don't know how he ended up with Sony. Did Sony do like Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
No, it was Universal.
Oh, weird. Maybe it just like goes place to place.
Yeah, I'd assume that Sony were just the ones willing to give him the money for it.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, typical Sony fashion, the trailer is essentially like Spider-Man Homecoming. It just shows the entire fucking movie.
All of it? Oh,
including
boy.
The plot.
Oh, wow.
Like, all of the plot. Like, there's no surprises if you watch that trailer. Yeah. Like, the one we saw in the cinema, from what I remember, it was just kind of them in a room, and then they shot some people. It was like, I didn't give anything away, so I was like, good, I'm not going to watch any of the other trailers. I'm just going to go into this blind. But Sony marketing's really awful.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrible thing. I've already said it plenty of times. Sony, they want to give you the whole movie.
Yeah. It's because they're trying to sell it to every single person possible, so they're like, well, just put the entire movie in there, and hopefully they'll like some part of it.
Yeah.
And then if you watch the trailer and go see the movie, it's like, oh, well, there was no surprises, because I've already watched the entire movie, except it was condensed into 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like, it's a well-edited trailer. It's not a bad trailer. It's just, it shows way too much.
Yeah.
And you can tell that Edgar Wright had nothing to do with that trailer. However, the movie is fantastic. I'm very glad I didn't see that trailer going in, because it was all a surprise. All I knew was there's a baby and he was a driver. And I don't want to say anything else about it, because you should go and see it. You should turn this review off, and you should go and see Baby Driver in the cinema.
I thought he wasn't enough of a baby. I was hoping he'd be more baby-like.
I was hoping it was going to be a spin-off from Boss Baby.
Yeah.
Or the Boss Baby was a driver. Or he was driving the Boss Baby.
Boss Baby Driver.
Boss Baby.
We already made that joke during Boss Baby.
Did we?
I think so.
We never made Boss Baby. We recorded that and then forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Boss Baby Driver.
Boss Baby Driver. So, Dan, what did you think of Boss Baby? What did you think of Baby Driver?
Well, I thought that driving Miss Baby was a good time.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Hmm?
Really solid, fun, fast-moving movie.
Yeah, it's fast-paced.
Yeah.
Well-edited.
It's got a lot of speed. It's got not enough speed. Could have done more drugs.
It's got better driving than, like, any other driving movie I've seen in a while. It's better than any of the fucking Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, well, Monster Trucks is good driving.
It's better than Monster Trucks, but Monster Trucks is a pretty good driving movie.
Yeah.
It's good. Monster Trucks has better driving action and direction and cinematography and stuff than like Fast and Furious, but this trumps Monster Trucks.
I'll give Monster Trucks one thing over Baby Driver, though.
What?
Has Monster Trucks.
Yeah, Baby Driver needed more Monster Trucks.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if he drove a Monster Truck at one point. It's like a cameo for Monster Trucks.
Can I get that? Can I get Monster Trucks being driven by a Baby Driver?
Can we get like a Boss Baby? Can we combine Boss Baby, Baby Driver, and Monster Trucks into one, like, horrific movie?
It really annoys me that a better company like DreamWorks made Boss Baby, because if it was a shit company like Sony who did it,
yeah,
we could have gotten Boss Baby Driver.
I don't think... Edgar Wright would have probably walked off of that production.
Doesn't matter, Sony owned the property.
Yeah, it'd be as great as Ant-Man. I have a list for Baby Driver.
Oh my god, a list?
I know. Is it a shopping list? It's like a throwback to when our podcasts were entirely out of sync.
It's a good time.
Yeah. It's mostly just compliments.
Oh, a list of compliments.
Yeah, it's great action, great acting,
yeah.
Great music,
yeah.
Great like cinematography,
music. Yeah.
Great characters. Well, good characters.
Actually, going back to the great music, I didn't really care for the music.
Really?
But I think it's well utilized, and that makes up for me not really caring for the music.
I find myself really enjoying about half of the tracks. Some of them, it's like, it's good music, it's just not music that I would particularly listen to outside of the film. But this movie's essentially a musical, because it's pretty much a song in every single scene, and it's utilized really well. I would say, like, over the last few years, the only movie I've really seen that's utilized music really well is, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's, like, it's actually brought it into the context of the movie, where he's listening to it on a Walkman, and there are music from when he was a kid in the 80s or whatever. This, I don't know if this does a better job.
It is way better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if like, with Guardians of the Galaxy, it's, like, oh, he's from the 80s, so he has 80s songs on a Walkman, and it's all to do with, like, the 80s and stuff. This is just, he has a bunch of iPods, and he listens to songs, but there's not really any, like, the songs aren't really connected in any way, they're just kind of songs that he likes. So you go to, like, a rock song, and then there's, like, an old-timey, like, romance song, and it all fits the movie perfectly, but there's not really any connection between the songs. Maybe not connection, but...
I don't know, why do the songs need to connect? They film scenes around them.
Like, yeah, no, it does do a good job of that.
Yeah, the really cool thing is, like, they choreographed tons of these scenes around.
Most of the action is choreographed to the
All of it, yeah.
Pretty much all of it. And it's really well handled.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's better than Guardians of the Galaxy. I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy, like,
they did that
brings the music into the context of the movie better, but this movie handles the music better.
Yeah, like, with Guardians, like, I remember... During the opening of that movie, they kind of did, like, him dancing along to the music, but...
Well, it's not really in time with the music, he's just kind of dancing to it, so... But with this, it's, like, all the action's kind of timed to it, like...
Yeah.
There was a... Like, I watched it as, like, 25 facts about Baby Driver last night, and they were all super interesting. But the gunfight was all choreographed to the music, so every time there was a gunshot, there was a beat in the music. I didn't notice that in the film, because it was so fast-paced.
How did you not notice that?
I don't know, it's kind of caught up in the moment.
Because you were too far on the edge of your seat.
Yeah,
you paid for the whole thing, but you only needed the edge.
I was gonna say that it's like usually when we go to a movie, we're making jokes and stuff, and we talk to each other.
Yeah,
at some
you're
point.
Usually slumped back, looking like you're gonna kill yourself.
Well, I'm usually thinking about it, and then I usually laugh at the movie or whatever. But like during this. Like, I think it was about halfway through the movie, you laughed really loudly at a joke, and I was like, oh shit, I'm in a cinema. And then I looked around, and I was like, fuck, I spent the last hour watching a movie.
Yeah.
I was like, I was just so absorbed in this movie, there was, I drank a Pepsi Max, and I really needed to pee about halfway through it, and I was like, usually during a movie, I go, okay, they're just talking, it's boring, I'll go to the toilet now, but I was like, I don't want to miss a damn thing during this.
Yeah, it's too good, it's too amazing.
The irony being... We missed the first 10 minutes because
not even
there was
the first
two roads
10 minutes.
Closed.
Yeah, like, whatever. We were, like, a couple minutes late.
Yeah.
I don't even think we missed anything. Like,
no, I don't... We maybe missed a little bit of context to that heist at the beginning, but...
Well, I don't know, because...
Well, we might have seen, like...
You think there was a setup for it?
Yeah, and there was probably, like, character introductions and
then,
stuff.
But they introduced them after the heist.
I don't... Well, that's the thing. I don't know. We can only speculate what the beginning's like. Yeah. But this is a movie where it's like, I cannot wait to see it again.
Yeah, same.
Like, I'm really looking forward to seeing this again. I feel like it's one of those movies that I really want to analyze, and I feel like I missed so much the first time, because I was like... It's one of those movies where you watch it for the story the first time, and then you watch it for the filmmaking the second time.
Yeah, I can definitely
say that. I enjoyed a lot of the filmmaking this time, but I felt like I missed a lot of it because I was absorbed in the story. Yeah, it's just a damn good movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's essentially a musical, and the music's handled really well. It's also got great cinematography, great characters, great comedy. It's not a comedy like Edgar Wright's other movies. Like, Hot Fuzz is just straight-up comedy, and it's, like, absolutely hilarious. There's, like, I think there was a good, like, 5 times I laughed properly in this. I think you laughed loudly about 2 or 3.
I laughed way more than that.
Yeah?
Pretty much every joke got me.
Oh, okay.
Every, like, slightly funny thing got me.
Yeah, fair enough. Me too. Yeah, it's just because it's all really handled well.
Yeah.
Like, the acting is really good as well. Like, I'm not a big fan of Jamie Foxx. Like, He does some really good movies, and then he does some absolute fucking schlock, like Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Black Taken, or whatever it's called. But then he does something like Django Unchained, or this, and it's like, oh, you're actually a great actor. Same with Kevin Spacey. It's like, this is probably Kevin Spacey's best movie since Nine Lives.
This is like his only movie since Nine Lives.
That's sad.
Not really. He's got a TV show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot House of Cards exists.
What time does he have to fucking do movies?
I don't know.
He probably
paid more for it. He's a good actor.
He probably did the ADR for Nine Lives.
In
like,
his bedroom.
Yeah. In his hotel room while probably. He was shooting fucking Baby Driver.
Yeah, they probably
Driver.
Just shoved like a microphone into his hotel room and he did them all in one long take.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in that movie where they repeat like a line of dialogue he says like three times.
Yes. Yeah.
What a great movie. Do you recommend Nine Lives?
Do you think it was one of those like Birdman situations where it was just a case of they were just filming next door, so they just got Kevin Spacey? Like they were just filming Nine Lives next door, and then Edgar Wright was
next door.
Kevin, come over here. I got another movie I'm doing.
I have no idea. I'm really intrigued about the production of that movie.
Yeah.
Because like, this is not the place to talk about Nine Lives.
Yeah, it is.
It's like
Nine Lives.
The script for that movie was written as like an adult cat movie, but the cat, and it's like a man goes into a cat's body, but the cat never speaks, and it's not a CGI cat, and it's supposed to be taken really seriously. And then
is it?
Yeah.
Oh
that
shit!
That was the original like pitch for this movie.
Oh.
And then they were like, well, we don't really know how to market it, so we'll just make it a kids' movie. But they didn't really change the script that much, so he's still got like the really weird adult elements in there with like a guy and a company, and he's trying to build like the tallest tower in the world. It's so bizarre.
Is it anything like the Shaggy Dog?
No,
Tim Allen.
Shaggy Dog's actually an okay movie.
The original Shaggy Dog or the Tim Allen Shaggy Dog?
Both. I like the Tim Allen Shaggy Dog. There's a point where he jumped off a car and he said, "To infinity and beyond," and it was like, "Oh yeah, it's a callback to Buzz."
Hey, it's a callback to another movie.
That was
not a callback to something in this movie, but a callback.
It's the Disney Cinematic Universe.
Baby Driver had a really good callback.
Which one? There was a couple.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, this movie also had some really great foreshadowing as well, which I appreciated. It's just, yeah, because I got here, it's just a list. I'll just read it out really quickly. It's like, great action, great acting, great music, great
cinnamon rolls.
Great cinematography, great characters, great comedy, great editing, great writing and dialogue, great Edgar Wright. That's my list. Yeah, you haven't seen John Wick, but I would say this is probably the best action movie and probably the best movie that's come out since John Wick.
Hmm.
And John Wick's considered like one of the best action movies of the past decade.
Wow, so. I should look at my DVD copy of John Wick.
You have it and you still haven't fucking seen it? What the fuck?
Do you know how much time do you think I have to watch movies?
I love it. Oh, it's so good. Oh.
It's John Wick on DVD.
You watch John Wick, we'll both watch John Wick 2, because I keep forgetting that came out this year and I haven't seen it.
You didn't see John Wick 2?
I had no one to go to see it with, and I didn't want to see it alone, because everyone that... Yeah, no, I don't know anyone that's seen John Wick. So it's like, I can't be like, yeah, come see the sequel with me, even though you haven't seen the original.
But I thought that... I'm pretty sure I said, I don't know, if you've got it on DVD or whatever, watch the first one.
I don't have it on DVD.
Why don't we have it on DVD?
Because I don't own DVDs, I watch movies illegally online.
Why don't you own a DVD player? Why don't you own it on VHS?
I'd buy it on VHS if it came out on VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two negatives.
Two negatives?
I know.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, this might actually be the first time we upload a video where we actually liked a movie. Because generally when we like a movie, it's just like, yeah, it's good. But go see it. It's like, what do we say? You didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We scrapped like almost all.
Yeah, yeah. No, everything we've uploaded, we've hated. Except The Shack, I said, and for King Arthur, you're like, yeah, it's the best movie ever.
I didn't say it's the best movie ever.
Yeah, you did.
I said it was good. No, I said that, yeah, that was because it was the reverse whatever.
Oh, right.
I have to say the opposite of what you say.
Well, you still recommended it. But apart from that,
yeah,
this is the first time that we've actually given a glowing recommendation to a movie. And like the only other
movies
we've seen which we've actually enjoyed this movie are like Going in Style, Boss Baby, Colossal, and it's all kind of like, yeah, they're good, but they got some problems. But with this, it's just like, everything about this movie is great. And they're like, the only negatives I have are like, it could have used a little more of this. But it wasn't like it didn't have that, or what it did failed. Nothing failed in this movie, it was just like, Like you said, it's like it's 2 hours long. It does not feel 2 hours long. Regardless of the fact that for the last hour and a half I was bursting for the toilet, I didn't feel that 2 hours at all. It whisked by. What? What are you gonna do?
What?
Your face up next to the microphone. Are you breathing? How do you do it? I trust you.
I can't
tell. Let's see your eyes.
I can record.
That's so much ring.
You'll hear it later on the audio track. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Are you gonna kill me? What'd you say? You know I'm editing this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought it'd be funny to like whisper into this, because then like you have to like cut it out.
You're a dick.
What? You can just cut it out.
No, I'll probably leave it in. I'll
over.
Leave this whole thing in. Yeah, only two negatives, and it's just stop whispering. Fuck you. This is why we record in the van. You can't whisper into the microphone. I can fucking throw things at you.
Hey, don't throw things at me. Ow! my ear.
Would I shoot your ear? That's a spoiler.
Ear driver.
Ear driver.
Kevin Spacey in House of Wax Cards.
I like that movie. It always scared me as a kid. The idea of being like turned into a wax statue and you can't move.
The old one or the Paris Hilton one?
No, the old one, it was just kind of like dead bodies.
Yeah.
But the new one, it was like a much creepier concept of you're still alive in these wax sculpture things. Like, starring... it wasn't a good movie, but the concept scared me.
With Paris Hilton as lead girl.
Yeah, she was awful in that.
Remember when she existed?
She dead now?
She's gone now.
Okay.
She's just gone from relevance.
She was never relevant.
What are you talking about? The media loved Paris Hilton. Remember her sex tape? Everybody went, that girl's far too skinny to be looking at. And what is going on here? She's got a lot of money, but who knows?
Stop whispering. I will throw more things at you.
Remember that time that Paris Hilton made an appearance in every scary movie after 3?
Oh, yeah, she did.
To always just have someone go like, and Paris Hilton! And then she'd like wink or say something, she'd say a catchphrase.
Didn't a cow like land on her in like...
Disaster movie?
Yeah, disaster movie or something.
Or was it Epic Movie? Remember Epic?
Which one was Epic Movie?
Epic Movie was the one that was like Narnia, Kids, Harold and Kumar... But they actually had the guy who played Kumar, so it was a bit weird too. Yeah. And they had X-Men stuff and Superman Returns.
It was like Meet the Spartans, which was also just garbage.
Yeah.
But I really liked a superhero movie.
Yeah, I did.
Mainly because it had Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen, Drake Bell, Shooter McGavin.
Drake Bell, who went on to voice Spider-Man, so it was a bit weird.
It's great.
It had fucking Kevin Hart in that movie.
Yeah, Kevin Hart when he was a
little kid.
Not even a little kid, but that guy was like 30 probably when they did that movie.
Yeah, I didn't even find it funny in that. I don't like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, because he was like...
He was just a bumbling side character.
Yeah. Was Kevin Hart in like Scary Movie 3 and 4 too?
I don't know. I've only seen the first Scary Movie and the third one, but I didn't enjoy it.
It's got Leslie Nielsen.
Third one's War of the Worlds, isn't it?
Yeah, and Signs.
Oh yeah, Signs. What a great movie.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's finest. This is going to be one of those ones where we just talk about everything else other than Baby Driver.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yay. Let's do our podcast. We don't talk about what we're supposed to talk about. We talk about unrelevant things. Stop whispering into the microphone. I swear to God, I'm going to throw a fucking sweatband at you. You're getting duct tape,
Max. No, don't throw the duct tape. Oh, no, I knocked my thing. I knocked my mic
on. This is what you get for whispering. I'm trying to say something, you're whispering into the microphone. I have to cut you out. I don't want to do that. That's effort.
Then you can raise my volume and cut you out.
Or I'll just cut you out entirely. Just me talking to no one.
No, that's going to be Transformers The Last Night coming soon.
Let me say my thing, because I've only got two more things to say, and then we can go into spoilers or whatever.
Go on.
Two negatives. All the characters are great.
Yeah.
Except the girl.
The main love interest girl, Deborah.
Hmm. Deborah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was good, but I feel like it was missing a scene between them. Like, they had good chemistry together and stuff, but she kind of goes from, like, she meets this guy and then she loves him, and it's like, did we miss a scene? Like, if there was one more scene, it was just developing the relationship a little bit more, then it would have been a little bit more believable. Because stuff towards the end of the movie where she just does some unbelievable stuff for a guy that she met recently.
Yeah, well, that was my whole, like, thing where I was like, I just didn't feel the romance that much, just because it just felt like it was too much all of a sudden.
Well, this movie isn't supposed to be, like, gritty, realistic or anything.
Nah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's just a heist movie, and it's very much a cliched movie, but it's more about how it handles that stuff, rather than being entirely unique. Well, not entirely unique, because it is unique, but being entirely new, you know? It's not about breaking new ground, it's just about being the best movie that it can be. And it is. What are you doing with your face?
Face stuff.
Face stuff.
I don't know, I was dark and I thought I'd take the time to do face stuff.
You're distracting me. You're a terrible co-host.
Okay.
Don't whisper. Also, the ending was a little bit muddled for me. Like, I really loved the first, like, act of the movie. Like, I had some great action scenes and stuff. The second act was a lot slower, but I really enjoyed it because it was the relationship between him and the girl. And then the third act, I felt like it dragged on a little towards the end, but it was also really rushed, which was really weird. Stop fucking whispering! You're getting the duct tape, fuck it!
I didn't even whisper.
You keep going like this. I can't see what you're doing with your mouth. Do you want me to throw... I'll throw Ganondorf.
No, I'll throw Ganondorf. That's my smash for some people. You'll have to pay for that one.
You'll pay for that one.
No, I won't.
Race.
I won't.
Well, fucking agree or disagree with what I said.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to fart.
What if I just whisper... What if I whisper a yeah?
That's not a conversation. It's not a podcast when I say things and you whisper things I can't hear. That was a great fart. I wish people at home could smell that fart. I'll cut this out. Stop whispering. I'm going to throw more things at you.
You leave my shit alone.
You're getting a shoe next.
You leave my shit alone. You leave that shoe. That's my Heely.
Oh, fucking hell. You have a Heely.
I have two Heelys. That's how you go Heelying.
Man, I wish I had shoes like feet as small as you, because they don't make Heelys in my size.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. They just cost like twice as much.
Oh.
Like, those ones I got for, like, 30.
Oh, cool.
But that was, like, I think that pair you could get up to, like, a size 12.
Do you have anything to say about Edgar Wright? I mean, Baby Driver?
He's got a big gap between his teeth.
Yeah, he does. But he's British, what do you expect? So, Dan, do you have anything to say about Baby Driver?
It's okay. I liked it. It was a good time. Go see it.
I loved it, so you gotta say you hated it. You gotta come up with reasons to hate it.
No, I'm gonna say I loved it. So you've gotta say you hate it.
No, I don't care. I love it, and I wanna tell everyone how much I love it.
It's pretty good. You should go see it. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a great movie.
It's got spoilers for other movies in it.
Yeah, I did. The one negative, which I've tried to say at least four times at this point, like, we already talked about the girl, but the ending, it was weird. Like, it dragged on a lot, but then it also felt really rushed at the same time.
Really?
Well, I felt like the whole third act, it kept going on and on with the action and stuff, but then the actual ending was like, oh, and then this happens, and then this happens, and then it's done. You know what I mean?
Not really. That's
I'll have to describe it, but we'll have to go into spoilers.
That's your standard, like, happily ever after, or maybe it wasn't happily ever after. Maybe
yeah, but
it was
I felt like there was, like, three other ways that they could have ended it, and the way that they ended it was a little bit weird for me, because it was kind of like a combination of what I would have thought was three separate endings, and they kind of shoved them all together. It was like you get your bad ending and your good ending in a way. That's why I felt it was a little rushed, because it didn't really give either of those endings time to develop. But because, like,
that's an
the
ending.
Lead up to that ending, and it wasn't a bad ending, it was just a little muddled. And then because the entire movie, you know, the lead up to that ending was so good, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, go see Boss Baby.
If you still can, which I think some places are still showing it.
If you're one of the people that goes to the cinema to see movies and you don't see Baby Driver, you are a monster. Go and see Baby Driver.
Don't be a monster. Be a monster truck and go see Monster Trucks. Be a monster.
I got Monster Trucks on DVD. Watch it and then go see Baby Driver. Because it's good. Would you? Yeah. Do you want to go into spoilers about Baby Driver quickly and just say a few things?
Sure.
Sure.
There's a scene where they show a scene from the Little Rascals movie from the 90s. I really liked that movie as a kid.
That was a great scene where it's kind of, like, Edgar Wright, I think, does that in a couple of other of his movies where, like, you see stuff on TV. There's, like, you see, like, a little shot of, like, Monsters, Inc. It's like, oh, we're friends or something. I can't remember the line that he says. And then he says that to Kevin Spacey, and I never noticed that that was from Monsters, Inc. And then Kevin Spacey at the end is like, don't use that line from Monsters, Inc. on me.
Is that Monsters, Inc. bullshit? You think I wouldn't know to figure it out?
Or there was another clip they showed during that TV where he's, like, flicking through the channels. I didn't pick up on it at all.
Huh.
I just saw, like, the Neil Fielding or whatever his name is from Mighty Boosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that from? And then I found out that Edgar Wright made a music video for some song years ago. And he got the guys from Mighty Boosh. And it was essentially Noel Fielding was driving the car and the guy's going to do a heist. And he's like singing the song in the car and then they come and then they drive away. And that was his idea for the movie. And he's like, after he filmed the music video, he's like, fuck, I really should have made that movie because it would have been so good. So it's really weird. But, like, it's cool that he included that. Because it's, like, essentially the inspiration for where Baby Driver came from.
Yeah,
so apparently
really
he was listening to one of the songs from the soundtrack, and then he just visioned a car chase, like, during it, and then he just came up with the idea for the film, and then, because he's been making it for, like, 10 years, so just every time he heard a good song, he's like, that's going in the movie kind of thing. So it's really good. Like, that's obviously why it's so good, is because he's been making it for, like, longer than he's been making it, if you know what I mean.
What are you talking about? You can make a movie in 9 months and then put it out right away. What are you talking about? That's how all the big Hollywood studios
do it. You can do that, but you shouldn't.
What are you talking about? You gotta do it that way. It's how the big bucks happen.
Yeah. But it's not how good movies happen. And it's sad.
What if a movie was made in like 2 months and it was really good? How would you feel then?
Well, it probably wouldn't be a classic because it was rushed.
I don't know.
Like, you can't rush art.
You can rush anything.
Yeah. Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
You should rush everything.
The only thing
like a baby
rush
driver
baby
rushes.
Driver, yeah. Yeah, so what I was saying, like, yeah, you were saying, like, the romance. Like, at the beginning, he just kind of meets her in a diner, and he's like, oh, she's hot. But he doesn't really say anything.
He stares at her for a while in a couple other scenes.
Yeah. There's, like, when he goes to get the coffee at the beginning. That intro scene is just fucking amazing, where he's, like, he's going down the street, and you see all his characterization in one long take.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the coffee shop, kind of spins around, it's like, oh, his name's Baby, people think that's weird. He sees the girl, it's like, oh, that's the girl I'm gonna fuck by the end of the movie. Just really well handled, like, I want to gush about this movie more, but I've forgotten some of it. I can't wait to see it again. But yeah, like, he meets her in a diner, she works there, she's like, you're cute, let's fuck. No, but it's what you were saying earlier, where you're like, oh, you didn't feel the romance at all. And I felt like...
No, I just felt it was, like, too rushed at the start, and then...
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, really where, like, I feel like there was a missing scene where you would see them actually fall in love with each other to the point where she is willing to, like, become, like, an outlaw just to be with this guy that she's only known for a week.
Yeah, I don't know, just, like, when they're just like, okay, so... She likes singing music, and he likes listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
They like each other. That's how it worked.
It's basic. It's a movie, you know? But it doesn't work if they don't have chemistry. And they did have chemistry. They were good together. Like, they were cute together. They were sweet. And I felt like I wanted them to get together in the end. Like, the entire movie, I kept feeling like... Usually when we see, like, a piece of shit, I'm like, I know exactly how this piece of shit's gonna end. And then when we went to go and see, like, Going in Style, I was like, I want them to all die at the end. Like, not because I didn't like the characters. It was just because I wanted something different. But with this, it's like, I felt like they were gonna die at the end, and I really didn't want them to because I liked all the characters. Like, this is something we didn't talk about in non-spoilers because didn't really say too much, but Baby's a really cool character. He's handled really well, he's acted really well, but he's like, it's because he's super quiet and he doesn't really have a whole lot of personality, but he does at the same time. He's super quiet. He likes music. He's got his weird deaf granddad.
Even his foster dad.
Yeah.
Old black man.
Old black man foster dad.
Man, I like old black man. He's a good guy.
He was a good guy. He was.
Yeah, he was. He always is a good man.
I really like Kevin Spacey's character. Because it's like, at first you're like, okay, he's just kind of like a crime boss guy, but he's a bit of a dickhead. And then it's like, oh no, he's like, he's essentially blackmailing Baby into being his slave. And then at the end you're like, oh, he's an asshole. You kind of want baby to kill him, and then he's like, oh, you got a girlfriend, it's fine, I'll let you go. It's like, oh. And then he's willing to die for him. It's like, he's got like this weird character arc. It's not even really a character arc. It's just reveal more of his character.
Yeah, it just kind of fell out of nowhere when you see like obviously he has a different relationship with Baby than other characters, like, because everyone else that he interacts with is just disposable.
Yeah, but with Baby, like, you can tell, like, he has a friendship with him.
Yeah.
Like, because there's points where you're like, you consider me a friend, no? And you feel like he's just doing that because he just doesn't want them to argue, even though he's blackmailing them, but then maybe it's also because he likes him, and he's obviously a good driver as well, but, like, there was a backstory that he said about how he met Baby that I completely missed. Like, I heard it, and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't pay attention to anything he just said. what was the backstory between them?
So, Baby he parked his car in, like, a garage or parking lot, whatever, and Baby was, like, stealing his car.
Oh, right.
And he said that he was right there. He was watching while Baby was doing it. It didn't stop him just because he was like, this kid has some fucking balls.
Yeah.
And okay. So he just let Baby get away with it and then tracked him down later.
Oh, that's weird. That's a cool backstory. Yeah. I'm annoyed that I missed that. Yeah, they handled the backstory really well as well. It's like Baby's parents died in a car crash, but he never says, oh, my parents died in a car crash when I was 10. It's just he has a small flashback, they're arguing, and then just before the car crash happens, it cuts. And they do go back to it, I'm like, oh, you didn't really need to go back to that. But yeah, it's better than, like, I always go back to, like, Big Hero 6, where it's like, we need to convey to the audience that this character's parents are dead. Oh, we'll have him say, oh, do you not remember our parents died when we were 10? It's like, yeah.
I like the movie, it was pretty good. It had a baby, but he's not a baby. I think it would have been better if he was a baby, but he's not quite a baby. He's a little too old. I kind of feel like the character would maybe be a little more interesting, just make it younger. It would have made it less, like, weird.
Now I am whispering.
That's cringy at times.
Can you hear me whispering? Dad,
something about...
Can you hear me whispering?
Yeah, I feel like earlier you were saying about the romance, how it's like, yeah, it's cute and nice. I feel like they're too old for it to work, for being particularly cute.
Well, I think they're supposed to be like early 20s.
Yeah, they're like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Just like, by that point, it seems a little bit weird for them to just be that naive. Especially for someone like Baby, who's in this crime world.
Yeah, maybe. I thought it was just kind of sweet, because it was like, well, they both kind of lost their parents at like a young age, so they're both just kind of kids, really, you know? I don't know, I felt like it worked, but just not great. It's definitely the weakest aspect of the movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt the film. Like, it definitely needed to be there. Yeah. It could have just done with an extra 5-10 minutes of screen time to flesh out a little bit more. The problem I had with the ending, like, I really like all the stuff where he's like, he's driving around the psychopath and he keeps being like, no, I'm done, I don't want to do it, and then he keeps getting dragged back in kind of stuff. But then he's like, Jamie Foxx, who plays Crazy Man, I think he's called, like, Bats or something, he's like, I'm gonna go to that diner. And he's like, let's not go there. And then he's like, I want to go and murder your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then he's about to shoot her. And it's like, it's so tense, like, the entire scene. It was amazing. She sees him, and she obviously starts to worry that maybe he's hanging around with the wrong crowd. And then he just kind of shows up, and he's like, the police are after me. Everyone's after me. Everyone's trying to kill me. And you think she'd be like, I've only known you for a week. I'm just not going to not come with you, because whatever, I don't want to die. But she's just like, yeah, okay, let's run away together. And then...
Yeah, that was their whole thing with when they first met, is they were immediately talking about running away together.
Yeah, which is good. Like, they set it up, and it's like, okay, yeah, it makes sense that they want to run away together, but it's like, you really love him, a guy you've only met a week ago, that you're willing to run from the cops for as long as you'll live, essentially, because you don't know anything about this guy. There's the couple, they're really good as well. Buddy, and I can't remember the girl's name.
I know that her real name was Monica.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. Code name.
Yeah, but she ends up dying, and then I think it's John Hamm's the name of the actor. He's fucking amazing in this.
Yeah, he's always good. Yeah. John Hamm.
Yeah. But he keeps showing up, and it gets to the point where it's like, it reminded me of, like, Aliens, where the queen keeps showing up, and it's like, I think he disappears and shows up like 3 or 4 times. It's like, oh my god, just die. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the ending feels like it dragged on, and then it gets to the point where it's like,
for me, it worked perfectly. I was just like, I was constantly happy that he was coming back. Because there's just that whole thing of, like, he's always just, like, left with, like, a bunch of police there, and he's, like, surrounded. He just gets away. Just fucking... You don't have to see how it happens.
Yeah,
he's
just gets
that
away
dude.
And then he shows up again. Oh, he's got a cop car now. And he's bleeding and he's been shot a bunch of times. And he just doesn't care because he's got nothing left. It's cool.
Shoots him right in the chest.
But I think the problem I had was that I was bursting for the toilet. So I was just like, I want to end because I need to pee. But at the same time, it was like every time he showed up, it was like the tensions raised, the stakes were raised. And it was like, it was really good. But it was like,
and they also kind of like, foreshadowed some parallels between them of both, like he talks about how when he started out he was a driver, and then they have like similar taste in music. It's all really neat.
Like I like there was a point where Jamie Foxx foreshadowed something where he was like, oh, I knew a driver, and it was like, and one day like a song was playing he didn't like on the radio, so he just refused to drive. And there's like a great scene where like he steals a car from an old lady and he's lost his iPod. He's like going through the radio and he won't leave until he finds a song. And I'm like, oh my god, is like the cop's gonna stop him while he's still like trying to find a song? But he gets away anyway. So it was like, I felt like they were setting up a bunch of stuff that they didn't really do, but maybe that was just kind of like a misdirection kind of thing. And it works.
Yeah.
Because like I felt like it was gonna be one of those tragic endings where it's like the rise and fall of this driver guy. But then this is what I mean about the ending feeling like it dragged on and then it was rushed, because it's like he spends ages running away from this guy and then he finally gets away from him and then he's like arrested immediately, and then he spends about 20 seconds in prison and then he's out, and it's like, oh, it's like there was three endings they could have done where it's like he dies, he goes to prison and the girl leaves him or whatever, or they escape and it's kind of like a happy ending but not really because they're running away forever, but they kind of went with like the happiest ending possible where it's like he goes to prison so that way the cops aren't chasing him and then he can run away with his girlfriend to live happily ever after. And it's nice, it's a good ending, but I don't know, I felt it was just, and then he goes to prison and then he gets out and then he's got his girlfriend, and it was just, that was all crammed into like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked. It's just, again, just a couple more minutes of screen time would have fleshed out a little bit. I like it was like all the characters in the movie that they come into the courtroom and like vouch for him and stuff. Yeah. It's a great movie. I could talk about like any scene in the movie and say why it's amazing. So Dan, do you have anything else to say about Baby Driver?
It reminded me of the Little Rascals movie from the 1990s.
You can talk about that Little Rascals movie.
Yeah, because they showed a clip from it. They showed that clip where Alfalfa is singing his song to his best girl. Oh. Yeah, because Alfalfa, he's part of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Oh.
But then he gets a girlfriend, and the whole plot of the movie is that he's got a girlfriend, and the Little Rascals is like, we gotta get Alfalfa back. And then Alfalfa's girlfriend starts hanging around with some other guy, and then Alfalfa's got to
Alfalfa
go
movie.
Get... It's called the Little Rascals, you fucking idiot! I don't even know what the fuck the Little Rascals are!
Never heard of it.
What kind of stupid, useless upbringing have you had that you don't know about the Little Rascals? Fucking... Classic of all the best time in the world, Little Rascals, all year long.
100 years, Little Rascals. So Dan, would you recommend the Little Rascals?
Yeah, I really liked it. It's fun. There's Alfalfa. They have a race at the end of the movie. They have like a downhill kind of like a box derby.
You know who also has a race at the end of the movie? Fast and Furious 8. Race to save the world. But anyway, do you recommend Baby Driver?
Yeah. We already said recommend.
Yeah, we're going to end it up with a recommendation.
So we have, what, 5 recommendations of the same movie?
You can't recommend this movie enough. It's so good.
So Ethan, do you recommend... Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.? Yeah, I love Monsters, Inc. Yeah. I don't recommend Monsters University, though.
Oh, no,
that's
trash.
A giant disappointment.
Bad time all around.
Yeah. But, no, I would say Baby Driver is absolute fucking trash, and it's the worst movie I've seen all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Go see Monster Trucks.
You should go see Monster Trucks. You should all see Monster Trucks. See Monster Trucks. Movies of the year, go. What's your top movie so far?
Are we doing it now?
Halfway through the year. Let's give our big movie of the year.
Well,
so far,
number one for me, without a doubt, Baby Driver. Number two, I wouldn't say Monster Trucks, but it didn't come out this year. No, it came out last year.
Oh, in the US, it came out this year, so there's that technicality.
Well, fuck it, I'm including it. Monster Trucks is my second favorite movie of the year. Third, probably Going in Style. Fourth would be Colossal. Fifth would be Boss Baby.
Oh, shit! Trainspotting 2.
Wait, hold on, where did that go? Okay, Baby Driver, definitely number one. I would say Trainspotting number 2. And then Monster Trucks number 3. And then Going in Style, then Colossal, and then Boss Baby. How about you?
Number 5 would be the Fun Time, Going in Style.
Okay.
Going in Style is fun.
Liked it. Number 4?
I didn't think of 5. I don't know why I put Going in Style at 5.
What about the movies I listed apart from Trainspotting? I mean, we saw all those
movies. I really
together.
Like the new Resident Evil movie because it's just complete trash and I love it. It's so fucking awful. That's going in there.
Oh, so this isn't best movies of the year. This is our favorite movies of the year.
Yeah, best movies of the year.
Best because it's trash.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good trash is better than than good whatever.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... Wait, is Resident Evil better than Going in Style? In terms of...
No, I like Going in Style more than Resident Evil. So Resident Evil's last place of the best.
So sixth. So what are your 4 best movies then?
4 best movies?
Or 4 favorite.
I like Baby.
Baby Driver? Or Boss Baby?
Both.
Okay, we're both number one.
Let's tie those up. Because they both have baby in the title. I think that Boss Baby is a better use of the word baby, so yeah. I'm gonna have to give it points over Boss Baby Driver there.
So wait, Boss Baby is your favorite movie of the year? But
no, Baby Driver is. No. Yes. Yeah. Everybody can go see Boss Baby.
What about Monster Trucks? You kept saying that was your favorite movie of the year.
That came out last year. That was my number one movie last year. And then it was Gods of Egypt. And then it was Teenage Mutant.
Oh, fuck, Gods of Egypt came out last year.
That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Oh, that's garbage.
That's not. Did you even see it?
Yeah.
Did you though?
Yeah.
Did you see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows?
Yeah, it's garbage. Anyway, go on.
You're wrong.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Go on.
Babies. The Little Rascals movie.
Did it come out this year?
You can see part of it this year, so it basically came out.
Okay, so you recommend Baby Driver because it has Little Rascals in it.
I haven't watched Moontrap yet. Maybe it came out this year. I'd put that in there.
You haven't seen it, though.
Yeah, but it's got a really cool box art.
Your list is terribly ordered. I don't even know what any of these movies rank in.
Everybody should look at the cover for Moontrap. It looks really cool. It's probably about a moon that you think is a boy, but it's actually a girl. Because you have sex with a boy, but it's a girl, and then, ew, gross. That's my list.